Radio Africana.
Your non-stop. Exodus chapter 14 captures God's people on the verge of a new horizon. They've made their exodus out of Egypt. 400 years of generational captivity and bondage. They can see the land flowing with milk and honey. They can see a season where they transition from not enough to more than enough. They can see the season where they reap the harvest of joy for the seed of tears. But there's something between them and their new horizon. It's something called the Red Sea. The Red Sea's in front of them, but also their past that doesn't want to let them go. The Egyptians are behind them. They feel trapped. But if God is the God of the exits, we're never trapped. Even if there isn't a way, He'll make one. And many remember this story by God causing the wind to blow and part the Red Sea so that they could walk into their new horizon and say hello to this new season in their life. But I saw something in the text I want to share and make a prophetic announcement to you in here tonight. And that is, before God gave them their hello, He gave them a goodbye. As they stood on the edge of the Red Sea, Moses told the Israelites, "Stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you will see no more." And I came to tell somebody tonight, this is not just your season of hello, it's your season of goodbye. So hello peace,
hello peace, hello joy, hello
fear. It's a new horizon. So goodbye fear. Can you take 30 seconds and begin to give an exit to depression, to sickness, to whatever's been bothering you? Goodbye. Somebody say goodbye. Goodbye. It's a new horizon. So goodbye shame, goodbye fear. Oh, goodbye hate. No, oh, it's a new. I'm letting it go tonight. So goodbye fear, goodbye shame, goodbye hate. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. It's a new I'm gonna speak that over your life.
It's a new horizon.
Prophesy. So Father, we thank you that something new is springing up, and we say goodbye to the thing that's been holding us for so long. And I thank you that tonight what was above me is now under me, and what used to put a cap on me is now the thing I walk on. It's now the thing I have victory. Oh, and I thank you that what used to hold me can't hold me anymore. What used to make me struggle won't make me struggle anymore. That it is a new horizon. I decree and declare I'm not waiting for tomorrow, but tonight is my night. And it is a new horizon for me, for my family, for my children. It's a new horizon. Last time, hello, peace. Say hello, joy. Hello, love.
Good evening, and welcome to Starbright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hallelujah. Father, my God, we just thank you. We praise you. We worship you, we adore you, there's none like thee, O Lord. We look to you, Lord, and we will not be overwhelmed. Father, my God, King of Kings, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, as the song says, we say hello to peace, hello to joy. We welcome the new level, we welcome it, we welcome it, we welcome it in the name of Jesus. We speak to our situation, we speak to our circumstance, and we say goodbye to all that is comfortable, goodbye to all the things that we are so familiar with, and we say thank you, Lord, and we welcome the new. Father, my God, we commit this time into your hands, and we say, have your way. We soak ourselves in everything connected to us in the blood of Jesus. And we ask that, Lord, you would take full control of this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome and welcome, welcome to the program. We just want to thank God for this time, this season, this moment. And when I heard this song, because I'd played it a few times, but when you know when a song, and it led me to not only the passage they're talking about, but to aspects around it. And it's let go of that which is comfortable. You know, sometimes my favorite book with Much Afraid, and the reason why she was called Afraid is because there were so many things that consumed her heart and her mind. And the core of it was fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of being married to someone that she didn't like, fear of so many things that caused her to see the world in a certain way. Now, and I want to look at perspective. Now, we're going to Exodus 14. Now, we did look at it previously, but we're going to look at it again because we're going to transition into a new season. And you know, all things have passed away. Can you not see, perceive it? See, I'm doing a new thing. It's sometimes if we don't have the perspective of what the Lord is doing, or a perspective, then what we're going to see is that things are changing and it's making us feel uncomfortable. Now, Exodus 14, verse 15 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Use your shepherd's staff.'" Now, I'm going to go for up to 13 because it mentions it in the song for those that heard it. It said, "Moses said to told the people, 'Don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. The Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you, so you don't have to lift a finger.'" That is, let me just give a different translation. Excuse me. Let me see if I can get a different translation for, because different translations give a different perspective. Okay. Now the one translation says, "The Egyptians you see today, you will see no more." And that's King James. You know, technology has gone very fancy now. It's not allowing me to go to the King James. But, you know, that which you're used to seeing, even that which is uncomfortable, it's saying you're not going to see again. Now, we can get so used to a situation and the discomfort of something that when God says the discomfort, you're not going to see again. Because you know how to flex and how to manage yourself in the discomfort. When now you don't have to, you have to change how you do things. And it can, the process of it can feel very uncomfortable. Because I just want to put that out there. Because sometimes we're binding what God is changing, you know. We need to be careful. Because it says from there, it says in 15, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Use the shepherd's staff, hold it out over the water, and a path will open up before you through the sea. Then all the people of Israel will walk through on dry ground. Yet I will harden the hearts of the Egyptian, and they will follow the Israelites into the sea. Then I will receive great glory at the expense of Pharaoh and his armies, chariots and charioteers. When I am finished with Pharaoh and his army, all Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.'" Now, this is giving the process. So there was a process. Now, some translations talk about that process took all night. Now, can you imagine? You're in a process and it's taking what we can say all night. But everyone's night is a different length of time. And I'll give an example. Some people wake up at 6 a.m. They're morning starts at 6 a.m. Okay, some people wake up at 7, their morning starts. Some people wake up at 9, some people wake up at 11, so their morning starts then. We will greet them good morning. Some people miss morning altogether and we say good afternoon. That's a different kettle of fish. But the thing is, that night for them, everyone has been different. Because if everybody went to bed at the same time or relatively close to the same time, everyone, excuse me, night has been different. So I just want to make us aware of that. What is the length of your night? How long have you been in the night? How long has it been in that night? Now it does say during that period, it talks about that even when there was like a way of escape, the Lord said to Moses that yet I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. Now, he didn't say to the whole congregation, he said it to Moses. Now, sometimes the Lord will give us an insight that which is pursuing, that which is chasing you, is going to continue chasing you for a time, but sometimes there isn't. So even when you see a way of escape, sometimes that which is pursuing is still chasing after you. But I want us to hold on. It says, then I will receive great glory at the expense of Pharaoh. That there will come a time that the water, the word, whatever represents the water, will drown out that which is chasing you. Now, sometimes, let's be honest, when we see the way of escape, it seems so unbelievable. Some of us stand at the water's edge saying, I'm not going, I'm not doing that. I'm actually not going forward because that doesn't look like it's a way of escape. The water, the situation may come and meet me before I cross over the other side. It might cut. No, I'm going to stay here because this is a, at least I know how to navigate myself in this. Some of us do that. Some of us will not wait till it's completely dry. We'll start running and wondering why we get a bit wet. Okay? Some of us, so we're all going to respond differently. And I want us to be aware, God's timing is perfect. God's timing. Now, sometimes it appears that it's really late, but it's never late. It's never late. Sometimes it looks like your legs are not going to carry you to the other side. But I'm encouraging you to keep on walking. Just keep on going. Sometimes it looks like you can't see a way. Please keep on going, because it's not about you physically seeing, it's about you trusting the one who's been carrying you thus far. And we sometimes rely too much on our senses and not enough on our spiritual senses, and everything can get mixed up. I want us, even if you feel afraid, ask the Lord what to do. Ask him to shout very loudly. You know, I also want to encourage us. Sometimes we ask for a way of escape. The Lord brings something, but because it's very confusing or there's so much going on, we struggle to take it because we just, maybe, again, it's a form of fear. The change, it's not what we thought. We may have thought we've tried that door before and it didn't work. Is it the door? It doesn't align to what I think. All these things. Know that God has an ultimate plan. He has the final say. He has the ultimate plan. He has a way that is marvelous. And to see that marvelousness of God and see that wonder and the glory, we have to be a water walker. We have to do something that is outside of our comfort zone. And I just want to say that sometimes there'll be so many things that are telling you it's not going to work. But I want you to just dig deep, close your eyes, dig deep, and ask the Lord. Sometimes we've heard too much. you know, of what's happened to other people. So it's then we're living a pain that it wasn't our pain to carry. I want us to dig deep and look at what God is saying. For every decision, what is motivating you? And ask God if it's faith or fear at the core of it. What is motivating? Now, once the enemy has a way of, I don't know whether we call it tricking us, deceiving us, you know, because the Egyptians made a lot. Once the Egyptians, whatever the Egyptians are in our lives, makes enough noise, because it does say, and I want us to really visualize this. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, Exodus 14:21, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the sea on dry land. Now it says that verse 19 says, then the angel of God who had been leading the people of Israel moved to a position behind them, and the pillar of cloud also moved around behind them. Now, sometimes, and this is a way why I'm saying about perspective, we're so used to following a certain sign, symbol, what have you, and then it moves. Sometimes we look at it that it we've sinned. Sometimes we think we've missed it. Sometimes we try and find it and try and find it so that we can keep following it. But I want us to, even when things that we're following seem to move, I want us to again tap into God and ask the Lord, do we follow it, or do we look for it? Have we moved, or has it moved for a reason? What is it? Because these people could have turned around and said they're facing it, but the angel and the cloud moved position for a reason. The cloud settled between the Israelite and the Egyptian camps. As the night came, the pillar of cloud turned to fire, lighting the Israelite camp, but the cloud became darkness to the Egyptians, and they couldn't find the Israelites. Now everyone could hear each other. They could hear, they sensed, they knew they were close, but they couldn't locate them. They knew they were there, but they couldn't locate them, because on their view it was darkness. But in the Israelites' view, there was lightness, there was a fire that was brightening the way, so they could see clearly. But they didn't know, again, perspective, that the Egyptians, though they could hear, and why I say they could hear, I'm going to go back to verse 12. Didn't we tell you to leave us alone while we were still in Egypt? Our Egyptian slavery was far better than dying out here in the wilderness. So they could see, they could hear, they could perceive things happening. They knew the Egyptians were coming. You know that things are coming, and you might be displaying a level of stress. Maybe your health is acting up. Maybe your body is displaying, because it's under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. But what I want us to do is to ask God. Don't just respond. Ask God, because we're in a season where one is coming to an end and we're going to start a new season. And in that transition, There are some things we have to say goodbye to. We have to let it go for our greater good. It has no place, it has no reason, it has no position in our tomorrow, in our promise, in our destination, in where we're going to. It doesn't belong. And some of it we're so used to, we think it's part of our personality, part of our character. Now, when you start letting go, it's gonna, because you're so used to it, it's kind of like you struggle to know how to function. Honestly, you struggle to know how to function. It's like you're so used to, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. When I now wear glasses all the time, but the first time I had to start wearing glasses all the time, I struggled to find the depth of things, walk down the stairs. It was a bit of a struggle to gauge where to view from, to see the perspective. I kept not only adjusting the glasses, I would take them up, but it was just so difficult. I just thought, I'm never going to get used to it. I'm just not going to get used to it. And I just kept trying. And then one day, it just was comfortable. I got a gauge of where things were, how to wear them, because I have to wear them all the time. If I'm reading, I have to look at a certain angle. If I'm seeing, all those kind of, I got an idea. Now, I want us to visualize that for where God is taking us. When God is taking us somewhere, we have to tune in to the perspective. So if you've ever worn glasses for the first time, or you've had to go for a stronger lens, you know that it takes time to adjust. And your first instinct sometimes is not to bother. Let's leave it not to bother. But I want us to give it time, because God is doing a new thing. And there's some things you're going to have to let go of. They're not for your new season. Now, we're going to take a break. And after the break, we're going to go more into this passage. We'll be back after the break.
Can hear you say, you
Welcome, welcome back. We do not have to be afraid. Fear is not our portion. Amen. Fear is not our portion. Now, I just want to give us a heads up. Excuse me. I brought water this time, I tell you. But I know why this is. So they crossed over to the other side. And they started singing a song of deliverance. Whoa. You know, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has thrown both horse and rider into the sea. Now they were ecstatic. They were so glad they'd seen the miracle of God. They crossed over to the other side. They turned to see the Egyptians being washed away. It was like, wow, they really and truly, they had seen the Egyptians that they saw today, they did not see again. Wow. They sang, praised, gave a testimony because they wrote a song and everything. Then we go on to complaining. Now, I don't know how many days that was, but they got to verse 22. Then Moses led the people of Israel away from the Red Sea, and they moved out into the Shur Desert. They traveled in this desert for 3 days without water. So there was a lack. When they came to Marah, they finally found water, but the people couldn't drink it because it was bitter. Then the people turned against Moses. "What are we going to drink?" they demanded. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and the Lord showed him a branch. Moses took the branch and threw it into the water. This made the water good to drink. It was there at Marah that the Lord laid before them the following conditions to test their faithfulness to him. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and laws, then I will not make you suffer any diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now they got to a place, they were led to the desert. It says 3 days without water. Then they found water and it was bitter. And their first thing was to complain. Moses cried out to the Lord. Now, when we move on, I just want to, I'm not cursing, but when we're in a new level, you know, like when you've gone to a new class, you've gone from primary to secondary, from secondary to college, from college to university. It is difficult, that transition. Excuse me. Sometimes things just don't seem to flow. We think that, right, we've left everything behind, and woo, every Egyptian has died. Well, glory to God, we're on. But sometimes things are a bit, you know, not a stop start, but it's not flowing as we perceived. I want us to realize we're on a new journey. We're a new journey. Now, and I want to just, you know, when you start something new, there's always like, am I going to be able to do it? I'm not sure. It's going to be very difficult. But you get into a rhythm, and you get into a rhythm of it, and you find that you're flowing with it better than when you first started. It's the same thing when God transitions you. It's the same thing. At first, you're not sure how to operate without that fear, those obstacles, those Egyptians, whatever they may be. And then it's not as you perceived, because probably they may have even perceived that they were going to go straight into the promised land then. You know, they might have had a perception, but they didn't perceive that they were going to have 3 days without water. They didn't perceive that. So sometimes things are not as we perceive, and then we may complain. We think, this is not working. This is whatever it might be. I want us to bear this in mind, that when things are a bit difficult, when things are not flowing, when things are not as smooth as we perceive in that new season, for us to go to God. Because as soon as Moses went to the Lord, he showed him the answer, and it worked. He showed him the answer. Now, who would have thought a branch in water would do it? Who would have thought? So sometimes even the solution to it might seem like, how is that going to work? But I want us to be encouraged, and I want us to just tap into the fact it will work. It will work if we just, you know, follow what he says. Because afterwards he says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and laws, then I will not make you suffer the disease. Now, the consequences that were on the Egyptians. If we follow the Lord and do what he says, even when it looks like ridiculous in our eyes, because nobody would, let's be honest, this water is bitter, throw a stick in it. Some, if you're honest with yourself, would have thought, hello, God, is that you speaking? I don't know. Throwing a stick, how can that be? But because it's that scripture that says, takes the foolish things to confound the wise. He doesn't do things. The Lord is not prescriptive. He's not prescriptive in his ways. So long we discern and hear and follow, then we're good. Okay? Now, it got to a place that we go on to... to chapter 16. Then they left Elim and journeyed into Sin's desert between Elim and Mount Sinai. They arrived there a month after leaving Egypt. So a month, okay? So they arrived there a month after, Right. There too, the whole community of Israel spoke bitterly against Moses and Aaron. Oh, that we were back in Egypt, they moaned. Huh? Now that seems a bit like they were in slavery. So, but sometimes we, you know, there was a song that somebody I know wrote. It says, don't look over your shoulder or the past will bury you. Regret is the devil. It only makes you blue. Regret is the devil. Regret. We can't do anything about the past, but we can do a lot by working with God about our future. They start looking back at all the things. Now, if you have a propensity to look back, I want you to pray and fast to break that. I want you to ask God to break it in you. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be reflective, but sometimes, can you see here? Oh, that we were back in Egypt, they moaned. Oh, that we had stayed in that place. Oh, that we had stayed in that job. Oh, that we had not done this. Oh, that we had not done that. Oh, that we had... whatever is our Egypt, whatever we look back at, it would have been better if the Lord... You know, they even asked that Lord would kill them there. At least we had plenty to eat. But now you have brought us into the desert to starve us to death. I want us to... Now, sometimes we will think, oh, we are, you know, we wouldn't be thinking this ourselves. We wouldn't be looking at that ourselves. But as human beings, we respond to things quite similarly. Okay, it's not that we're going to respond differently, but we do respond to things. Maybe in our thinking, we might not have said it, but I want us to also remember the scripture that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So, you know, it's not about all the time life and death in the tongue, those who love it eat its fruit. It's not always about what we say, but what we think, what we do, what we believe, what we trust. Everything, because God is hearing our thought processes as well. And it is difficult, especially when you're pressing forward. The enemy sometimes just flings so much, it can be really confusing. And I want us to always know that if it's very confusing, ask the Lord to to position you so that you have a better view. You have you don't feel disorientated. You have that grounding that to say that, Lord, I know you are doing a new thing. I know that you're doing old things are passed away. Help me to hear, discern your voice. Because a voice of a stranger I will not follow. Declare it over yourself, over your heart, over your mind, over your situation. Now, at each point in time, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. The people can go out each day and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this to see whether they will follow my instructions. So there was provision. God in his mercy provided. So let's use that as a confidence to know that God is going to provide. He's going to provide for us. He's going to provide us a new skill set. He's going to provide us a new understanding. He's going to teach us. He that has brought us to that level is going to teach us how to manage, how to cope, how to not only survive, but to thrive. to develop our skill set. We'll get a different insight, a revelation. There'll be so much that the Lord is teaching, because we need it, not only for the level, but we need it so that we can testify and say, yes, we have sang that song, but I want to testify how God has kept me, and that even though this has blown this way, this has blown this way, even though, you know, my mind has felt like it can't do it, my foundation, my trust is in God is taking me through. You know, they went to the water. There was a water from the rock where Moses had to do. And there was so many incidents. Now, there came an opportunity. There was expansion of leadership in chapter 18, where Jethro visits Moses. He says, word soon reached Jethro, the priest of Midian, and Moses' father-in-law. So he'd heard what happened about all the wonderful things, and he came to see Moses. Sometime before this, Moses had sent his wife Zipporah and his two sons to live with Jethro, his father-in-law. The name of Moses' first son, Gershom, for Moses has said, when the boy was born, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. The name of the second son, and you know, to give background to it, okay. Now, so Jethro came back, brought the wife and the two children, but also came to give advice. So God is going to send someone to give us advice, maybe tips, hints, how to cope, how to strategies in this new. So all these come in stages. Remember, he says the Holy Spirit, our teacher, will not be far from us. Remember all these things. Sometimes it's someone, sometimes we're going to have discern better when the Holy Spirit is teaching us. So I don't want us to, when you're in the middle of that stage of transition, it can be overwhelming. I don't want us to think, oh, it's not. It can be overwhelming. Your mind can be so consumed and it can be so confusing. But I want us to stand still and see the promise of the Lord. I want us to stand still and see that the Egyptians that we see today, we will see no more. Now, the enemy is going to remind us that the Egyptians have been there for years and years and years. And he's going to say, what makes you feel that this time you're going to see them no more? Because they've been there so long. But the way the Lord is going to move, and the way the Lord is moving, it's a no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive. And I want us to tune in to that. Now, it looks like it's, you know, very narrow window. It may look like you can't pass. It looks like all sorts. But I want you to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. Don't stop. Just keep pressing forward. Because he who begun a good work in your life is surely to complete it. I want you to take courage. Until the Lord says, just, it says otherwise, keep pressing forward. If the Lord says stop, stop. He will give you the next instruction. Remember all these things afterwards, even when people complained, he didn't flick them off the face of the earth. He answered their cry. So when we feel pinched and pain, let us turn to the Lord and ask him to help us. Let us turn to the Lord. Father, my God, excuse me, King of Kings, thank you. Thank you, praise you, worship you. Lord Jesus, in this season, it seems We're pressed from every side. Some are feeling pressed from every side, not even sure which way to go. Can't even understand what is going on. But Lord Jesus, as that scripture brought to mind, the cloud and the angel went behind to as a protection. So everyone that is feeling that the signs of following has disappeared, Lord Jesus, let them hear your voice and know what to do. Father, my God, they would not be disorientated, Lord. Father God, every voice that is saying that they were better off in Egypt, they were better off with this, we silence those voices in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is saying, oh, as for them, they will not, this will not happen, that will not happen, we silence those voices in the name of Jesus. And I ask that, Lord Jesus, people will hear your voice and know what to do. They will hear your direction, your leading, your inclination, and know what to do. They will not be confused. They will not be confused. Every form of confusion, we come against it in the name of Jesus. There'll be clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of perspective in the name of Jesus. Father and my God, take control. Adonai, take control. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jesus. Those that are believing, Father and my God, for a job, Father my God, Lord Jesus, Lord, we claim that they will have a job, Father my God, a good job in the name of Jesus, one that you've handpicked, Father my God, for them in the name of Jesus. They will see where to go, Father my God. They will see where to go and know what to do in the name of Jesus. Father my God, those that are believing to be married, that Lord Jesus, they'll hear which way to go, Father my God. Lord Jesus, they'll meet the right person, Father my God. Both eyes will be opened, Lord Jesus, and they will know what to do. Those that are believing for children, Father my God, Lord Jesus, they will be fruitful in that area in the name of Jesus. Father my God, King of kings, Lord of lords. Oh, Father my God, King of kings, those that are believing for a better job, Lord Jesus, make it so in the name of Jesus. Whatever those believing for a cause, those believing for everything, Lord Jesus, there is a requirement. Father my God, make it so in the name of Jesus. Father my God, we thank you, Daddy. We give you the glory. There is none like thee, O Lord. We lay all down and we surrender it all to you. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next week, I want to encourage you, just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. God is working. Have a blessed and glorious week, and bye for now. It won't work. It won't work. It won't.
your day started and stay on the move with Radio Africana.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.